work. Tuesday night, Shir Maseches Ksubos, we're going into the Inyan of Knas and what exists before Hamod Bedin based on this. And we got into it, obviously, because of the Yerushalmi, that there's no Mechila by Knas because it's the Dovah Shaloi Boli Yoilom. Now, the granddaddy. What? I'm sorry. Rav Abba Berman Zatzal. The Sefer is not. I mean, he had a yeshiva. The Sfarim are coming out posthumously. That his son was putting together from the Shiurim. I don't. Most people have never heard of him. Which is
Amira.
He is Amira. Yes. He had a small yeshiva most of his life. I was lucky that I fell into his hands, and I'm a Talmud of his for my whole life. Actually, I consider myself a Talmud of his my whole life. Okay, we're going to learn now. We might not get to much, but we'll start with what? Rav Abba Berman.
What do they call the Sfarim?
Iyun HaTalmud, that was the name of the yeshiva. He made sure it was a very difficult name to pronounce, so that, you know, most places you call it Pesa Talmud. He had to have a tongue twister, so that, just to make it that much more difficult to come to the yeshiva. Like, what's the name of the yeshiva? What?
Sticks out from the crowd.
No, he stuck into, he was almost oblivion, almost. It was a very small yeshiva, a very out of the way place. And he considers himself a self-made Talmud of Rechaim. He says he used to tell us his father, but I don't know how much of that is kibbutz of and how much is true. His father's, he was a genius. He considers Rechaim as there's thousands of shirim from him, by the way. It's not like you have to take me on faith. He has now six Sfarim out. Okay. We'll start with Chavit Shirim Chelek Beis. Right. So the idea of a Knas Koidim Amod Bedin comes from, well, the Yerushalmi shows in the fourth parak that before Hamod Bedin, you're not Morish it, it's not over the Yerusha, and it's not transferable. And that's really the implication of the Gemara in the beginning of the fourth parak. Now, there's the famous Gemara in Makkos, though, that everyone points to, and that's what we'll learn now, and then we'll see what the Bochanan has to say about it. Everybody here knows what Edom Zolomon is. So the Edom tried to be Mechai of someone, something, and it turned out that they were liars. They were liars because of the Gzeres HaKotev, that you believe the second pair that come along and say you were with us. Now, and therefore, Vasis Moikash Zolomon Masas Lohachin. Now that only kicks in when the Edom wanted to be Mechayev, someone that was ostensibly caught. Now here's the case. Amar Rava, Bo Shnayim Vomru Bechad B'Shabo. On Sunday, Reuven killed someone, and two other Edom came and said on Sunday, Imanu Hayisem. But it's true, he did kill someone. He killed someone on Friday, so they still get Misa. The Gemara first has other cases by Momin, where they say on Sunday he became a chuyiv money, and the other ones came and said you were with us Sunday, but he became a chuyiv money on Friday, whatever. So then they're potter, because really if they were talking about the same loan. So, but by Misa, the Gemara says, or by Knas, V'cheinian Teshlumei Knas. If Bo Shnayim V'omru, B'chad B'Shab on Sunday, Gona V'Tovachu Mochar, and two others came and said, no, Imanu Ayisem, it happened Monday, or even if it happened Friday. still Meshalman, and the Gemara's Lashon is, this is the key, the Be'idna, the Kamasade, at the time they said their Eidus, everything's on.
That's the first question you ask when you do text.
Wasn't plugged in? Wasn't plugged in. Okay, so the Be'idna of the Kamasade Gavra Lav Bar Tashlumenhu. That's the key words in the Gemara. Now, why not? Why not? Yeah, let's focus on Knas. The Gemara says it by Misa and by Knas. Pirish Hakun, even if it happened Friday. Pirish Hakun just Bishum Yavimoy de Miftar. It's a cryptic Rashi. We're not going into that because we're not learning Marcus. But Rashi says that by Nefashos. Now, Moy de Miftar by Nefashos really could only mean he's not Mechuyev. That there's no din Dos Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami by Misa. So, first of all, that's what Rashi means. It doesn't mean a din of modim or knas potter, where we paskin that your potter, even if edim come afterwards. By misa, it's certainly not like that. But Rashi, imoidim miftar, just has to mean passively potter. There's no din of gas baldin, kamei edim dam. That's unique for momim. We think it's all encompassing. Gas baldin, that means that the person admits to being mechui of something, it's like 100 edim. If he himself admits it, but that's only true by moment. If I admit, if a person admits he's Mechal Shabbos, you don't give him Isa. If a person admits he's Mechuyev Knas, you don't give him Knas. So now, what? No, that's not relevant. Why we don't say, Ena Domesimas by Russia, by let's say moment, if he says I stole from you, no. Because you see, if he says I stole from you, he does have to pay back. We do say a dos baldin kamei eidim dami. The rule of enid amesim atzmei rasha does not apply when we say a dos baldin kamei eidim dami. A dos baldin kamei eidim dami is more powerful. Why? It's really, that's an inyan for the first perek and bav mitzia, the first few blocks. But you see, if a person says, I stole from you, he has to pay. So, Akabonim Rashi says, moi de potur. So somehow that's a place is not clear. What it's a manifestation of is not clear. Taisa says La Barktolahu, because it takes a lot. It's very hard to be Mechayev someone Misa. It's not a no-brainer, it's not a sure thing. Eidim have to come and you question the Eidim and you put a lot of obstacles in. By Knas, Taisa doesn't know, maybe because you need Drisha v'Chakira. Like, it's not a sure thing, it's not in the bag. That's why it's not called Gavra Bar Ktola, or Bar Knosa, who, even if it happened on Friday. Because till the Eidim come, Mashenga, my mom and Taisa says, if someone says on the Sunday he was gone out, and two Eidim came and said on Friday he was gone out, and you were with us on Sunday, they don't pay, because he was already mechuyev to pay for this Gnevo. It's clear he's talking about the same Gnevo, they talked about the same object. So Gavra Bar Chiyuvah. So Tosfos, you see, when he's trying to explain the Gemara, why Lav Bar Chiyuvah, talks about how much of a sure thing it is that the Beis Din will be mechuyev. He's forced to say that by Knas there's Drisha v'Chakira. Beis Din questions the Eidim very intensely, and therefore they might get tripped up. And the famous Reb Kiveger there in Markus Daf Amud Aleph, that says, to Mahemi, I don't get it. Why is Tosfos doing somersaults to figure out this Gemara with all kinds of svaras? L'may Utzuchul is there. When it comes to Momin, after Lekka Eidim Klal, if there would be no Eidim at all, Elohu Ba'atzmo Omer Lovisi. Because even without Eidim, he's a Bar Chiyuva. He knows the truth. He owes money. You taka owe money if you borrow money. Even if there's no Eidim, you taka owe. So now it turns out you borrowed money, well, you stole for that matter, on Friday. So on Sunday you were a Bar Chiyuva, even if we first found out about it on Tuesday. We first found out Tuesday. The Eidim Mezimim came Tuesday and said, how can you say on Sunday you saw him steal or manis a woman or whatever? You were with us on Sunday. But it did happen on Friday, and they came Tuesday. So Taisa says, so the Mechidega says, what's your problem? If you're talking about borrowing money, you're obviously a Bar Chiyuva on Sunday because you borrowed money on Friday. You're a Bar Chiyuva. The fact that we didn't find out about it till Tuesday is not relevant. You definitely owed money on Sunday already.
But why can't you say that by these dating? Because on Tuesday he had still raped the girl on Friday. So on Sunday he was still a rapist.
Wait, that's what Kiveger says. Mashenkin Biknas, this Rabbi Kiveger is sort of like the Rishalmi, the Chol. He's saying, Avo Biknas, the Lakushta de Milsa, Eina Mutal Olav Rishalim, Kozman Shalechivu Bezdin. Until Bezdin is Machayev got Knas, he doesn't have to pay. Eina Machuyev Klal, he's not Machuyev. And the same with Dinin Nefashas. You're not Machuyev Misa until Bezdin Paskins, you're Machuyev Misa. So there's a very, very clear chilek. So Tosis vachilek nira nochun uborer.
So you have, you don't know what to do. But Kiveger is very clear. Maybe that's Kavonis Rashi. It's not clear. Rashi is very cryptic. Rashi just brings down the din. If you're moida, you're potter. The fact that you need Eidim, it's not necessarily, maybe you need Eidim. There's no din of Eidos Baldin, Kamei Eidim Dabi. That in itself, I don't think proves. No, it doesn't. If there's no din of Eidos Baldin, Kamei Eidim Dabi, so there's no beer until you have Eidim. If you say the din of Eidos Baldin, Kamei Eidim, yeah. If there's no din of Eidos Baldin, you know, Eidos Baldin, Kamei Eidim Dabi is a puzzle. You learn it out from a puzzle. Asher Yomar Ki, who's that? Without a pasuk, yeah. So you know, not a beer.
We've discussed this kind of thing where
Rashi says it's a pasuk.
Right, but you've said there's like, you know, lamedly krah svara, and you say only when it's a compelling svara.
Whoa.
It's a non-compelling svara.
Fine. So you can't show from there that he's a bar chiyuva. That doesn't prove anything. I don't think it proves it. Okay. You could be. After you say Rabbi Kiveger, so you can say, oh, maybe that's what Rashi means. So Rabbi Kiveger doesn't have to be like, hey, you're the first guy that thought of this. Other you see from Tosfos and Rashi, not like you. You're so sure of yourself. So you can say, no, that's what Rashi means. So, okay. So Rabbi Chanan, Basim, and Kavit Shirim, Chelek Beis, Simon Yud Gimel, brings down the Gemara, brings down Rabbi Kiveger. He brings down Rabbi Kiveger on a, he brings down as a kasha. Like, what's Tosfos' problem? Okay, he then brings down, I want to... Rav Chanan says it's not so posh. He brings down a Russian Bava Kama, for example, that you could be Toifis Knas. In Bavel, with Bezin and not Dan Dine Knossos, you could be Toifis Knas. You could be Toifis, you can't take it back. But Kasha, the Koidim Gemar Din, you're telling me, you're not mechuyev. By my mahani tvisoso. So why should his tvisa help? To a dying ain't lo klum etzlo. And at the end of Masechta Shviyos, it says, "Oynes v'mefateh v'moti shemra." There's no din of shmita. He says, so the Rishalmi says that's according to the Mandiyama that shmita is only meshamet halvos, but according to the Mandiyama that shmita is meshamet other things as well, like your bill in the store, so then it's also Meshamet Knas. It is Meshamet Knas. So Rav Chanan says, well, if there's no Chiyuv at all, why would Shviyos be Meshamet? And he says, really, the Yerushalmi that talks about mechila b'knas, it's a machlokas. You could be moichel knas too. That's a Bukharan's take on this. Benira Pirish Devar, he brings down a Rambam. I'll just read what Rabbi Chanan says. The Bema is Chiyav HaKnas Chol Olav Tekef Mishahizik Kamo B'momen. Chiyav HaKnas Chal right away. I don't know yet what he means. We'll see what he says. We'll see what the Rabbis and the Tzal said. The B'momen Ela Da'ai Kedine V'ai Kedine, meaning each one has its own set of rules. The B'momen Uchayav L'Shalim Cholvo L'Hanizik, he has to pay his chayiv to the toiveya. The kosh chiyuvo shel hanitva u'mezchuso shel hatoveya. The chiyuv of the nitva is because of the claim of the toveya. You owe me money. Avla knas u'lehepech. The zchuso shel hatoveya u'mezchuso shel hanitva. Like, who does it start from? By moment, it starts from the Toiveya. I have a claim on you. I lend you money. You will mazik me. It starts from me. You owe me money. So you owe me money, but it comes from my claim on you. I have a claim on you. By Kanasi says it's the other way around. You have to be punished. It's primarily a punishment. So you have to pay me money. So my tvi on you, your chiv to me, comes from you, not from me. It doesn't come from my end, that I have a claim on you, so now you owe me that claim. My claim is correct, you owe me that claim. By knas, it starts from you, you're an onesh, so you have to pay. Like I said the other day, the Torah could have said, take the money, throw it into Yam HaMelech. It also would have been a knas. So I said, give it to him. But my... What? Wait.
Same
thing. Ela the beknas on show who sheyichfuhu bezdin l'shali. Bezdin forces him to pay. That's part of the onish. Avol guf chiyuvo hu chiyuv onish. He says avadu yimuchuyev right away. Not like Rivki Vega. Right away, you performed an action for which there are consequences. That's how I understand. There are consequences to that action. Those consequences are chal as soon as you do the action. It maybe doesn't translate. But his point is that the subtlety is that he's chayav an onesh. It's not. We use the word chayav. It can be used in different ways. You say I'm chayav to pay. Here, you wouldn't say chayev to pay. Here, you'd say chayev in the same sense as you use the word, he's chayev misa. When a guy's chayev misa, he's not mechayev to kill himself. Right? Chayev misa doesn't mean he's chayev to do something. He's chayev to pay. It means he deserves misa. It's coming to him misa. Chayev misa. Right, let's see what he says. He says the chiyuv. Again, he says, you are mechuyev an onesh. That's what happens by knas. That's what you mechuyev immediately. What you mechuyev immediately is you mechuyev an onesh. Like we say, you mechuyev misa. Now, Bezdin extracts or implements, that's the right word. Bezdin implements that onus by making you pay the money. So till then, it's not a chiyuv moment, really. It's not a chiyuv moment. You don't say he has to do anything. Again, the word chayav is what's confusing. It's used in a different sense. He's mechuyuv an onus. Like you say, a person is mechuyuv misa, mechuyuv malchus. So here he's mechuyuv a knas. That's what you chayav. He's not chayav to pay, though. That's not chal yet. Part of the onesh is that Bezdin takes away the money from him. If he would give without Bezdin, he says, That wouldn't be an onesh. But part of the onesh is bezdin administer. Looks like if a guy gives himself malchus. A guy ate chaza, and he runs, and he gives himself the lashes. Nothing.
Nothing.
Part of the onesh is that bezdin imposes it. The Rambam too, the mitzvos of skilus reifa erig v'chenek are mitzvos that the bezdin has to implement these things. So that's part of the onesh. That's why you have to wait for Gemar Din. You have to wait for bezdin. He doesn't have to pay till then. Just like the Machal Shabbos doesn't have to commit suicide, but he's mechuyav misa right away. So there's a chiyav right away, but it's not a b'poyel dik a chiyav moment.
If he does pay before bezdin gives the psak,
No, it doesn't help.
After when he gives the psak, he has to pay again.
Yeah, that's what B'chanan says. It's like a guy giving himself malchus. Doesn't count.
Without bezdin, he never pays.
Yeah, part of the implementation of the onesh is that bezdin extracts from him his just punishment. So you need bezdin involved in the process. That's how I understand it. You need bezdin involved in the process because it's an onesh. So you know, it's not an onesh otherwise. The other guy does it, and I broke up the house, and I, you know, it takes bezdin to give it like the status of an owner. Money is money. Here we just mechuyev an onesh. By money, he's mechuyev mamish the money v'poyel. Here, the money v'poyel is an implementation of the chiyuv that's chal right away. But there is a chiyuv chal right away. Chenyan din nefashos, he says. Achiyav chalol of tekev. Sorry. But it's a chiyav onesh, not a chiyav moment. Part of the onesh is that bezdin has to administer it, like all onshim in the Torah. Right. 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 It's a chiyuv onesh. That's what's chiyuv onesh, not a chiyuv moment. Okay, that's Rabbi Chanan. The Hebrew Dar Rabbi Chanan. Not going to be in the shelf called the bestsellers. I don't know how well they do distribution. Lately, their distribution is much better. For instance, I know in Manny's and Michelin, they have the distribution is much better. I can get, you know, if you want, I can go through his son-in-law.
Get some Manny's here. They can always bring
it. What?
Bring him into art
school. I don't know how to do it. You know what, I'm talking to him tonight. He wants to borrow money from me to put out the Sefer on Kedushin. Kedushin is next. So I know he called me, he left a message, he wants to borrow money to get the ball rolling on Kedushin. Borrow. So I'll ask him when I talk to him, Mitzvah, tonight or tomorrow, I'll ask him just which store of them. Like he prints them. He writes them. Well, he's really transcribing tapes. He's transcribing tapes, and he writes it, and then he prints it, types it, publishes it, distributes it.
If Manny's in Yerushalayim has it, then the Manny's here can get it for you also. There's a Manny's here, not the general.
You mean the Feldheim?
No,
Feldheim.
There's Manny's. No. Right across, there's,
you, or Achaim store.
But,
yeah, let me ask him tonight first. I remember when I was in Manny's buying Swarm on Tsubas, they had it. I was like shocked.
No, definitely. I'd like to get it.
I want to say that these forums, there's one on Gittin that was a pirate safe. A Talmud wrote Gittin when he was alive still. Wrote Shirei, and that was unauthorized. And we're talking about such a good job. The guy wrote it like from his own notes. This is from the transcription. These set of Svarim, Shirei and a Talmud, it's called, it's very well done. These are his words. He would use these words. I recognize them. I was there for the Shirei. He argues with the Rav Chanan, he has rayos it's too complicated really to go into the Raya's. The Raya's is from a Tosfos and Ksubos that we didn't learn yet. It's a Raya's from Ramban and the Ra'ah. He says that he's arguing that he proves that even less is chal. It cannot be true that it's chal immediately the chi of Einish, the chi of Misa, the equivalent of the chi of Misa. It's chal right away. He brings Raya's from Tosfos, from other Rishonim. Says v'gam etzum svaros akoyvet shiurim shekfias bezdim beknas einu rak oifen shel kiyum achiyuv elu zel din beetzum achiyuv v'tzorach liyas al yidei kfias bezdim, the way we explained it very well, I think that bezdim is part of the process because they're part of the onesh, because like if you give yourself malchus it's nothing. Says einu moving because knas lachak gmadin is moment, and if Bezin is not going with the moment, so he has to pay it like every chiyuv moment. They just paskin, he's mechuyev it, but they don't have to actually extract the money. Certainly after the psak din he can go pay it on his own. So you see that the onesh can ultimately come, you know, let's work with my tushtel. So he's saying if the Bezin paskins a guy's mechuyev malchus, can't give himself malchus, right? But here you see it does not have to be administered by Bezdin. He could pay the money on his own.
So then that's based on.
Well, if he divrei akovich shiurim, why is that so? Or a chosak kfias Bezdin, the belik kfias Bezdin ain't kan shum chiyuv. And he has rise from other rishonim. Al kein nira bebira toisus b'makis. See. Learns it's a word in Hazom. For Hazom, you wouldn't need the Etzem Chiyuv Elatolium Zomamu Sha'al Yedeim Yehefsid Olo. Okay, anyway, we don't have to learn it because it's a word in Hazom. We're not learning Makkah. The Linyan Hazom ain't a Toloi be Etzem Achiyuv, Im Yesh Kvar Chiyuv, O Shadayin Ein Chiyuv. That's not. If you could say, you know, that's more pragmatic, I guess, more practical. If you could say that through their hazoma, he would have lost money or not. Because you need drisha v'chakira. Wouldn't have been enough to say he's not a bar chiyuva, like Reb Kivegas Kasha. The im ha'yakar of levadai, if it would have been like, kemat inevitable, Shabaldin would become mechuyev misa. Gam b'li edus shekel shalohem, as gam lefnei hamod the bedin, he would be called a bar chiyuva. L'gabi edim zaymimin, it wouldn't be called that they're messing him up. In other words, you need kasher zalman masus la'achin. They're like messing him up. If there would be like sort of an inevitability of chiyuv, then they didn't mess him up. You know, you have a different set of rules for Hazoba. Are they messing him up or not? You don't need that it's chal, technically, the chalois chiyuv or not. That's why Tosfos is searching to like spoil the inevitability. And that's why Kivega's point is not a correct point in Makkah Tafei. Because we're dealing with Hazoba. You see the Rishayim don't say that in Kivega. But yet you see Kivega's point is a correct one. Until Amod Abedin is nothing, that's how he's going. He doesn't like Abul Khanan, what there is before Amod Abedin. So he says that Vegas right, but not in Makkah. In Makkah, the reason the Rishonim are bending over backwards to talk about the Rishava Chakira and how hard it is because Hazom is governed by a different set of rules. Are they messing him up or not? Are they causing him a. So if it's like inevitable, so we don't care that he's not a Chetz of a Bar Chiyuva. They're not really doing anything to him. It seems like a Shazama Masus Loach. Yeah. That's. Because the Raya is out, being the biggest Raya. Tosfos by Momin says that he's called the Bar Chiyuva because Korav Levadai Sheyavou Eidin V'Yoidu. He says, why in the world does Tosfos have to say that here? Everybody holds by moment you're really mechuyev already. The shaila is the nuance and the subtlety of knas. But moment you're certainly mechuyev right away. So why did Tosfos have to say, because korach levadai sheyavo eidim v'yoidu. El al korach demoye korach levadai sheyavo eidim machakach ozav shemechuyev oimid hayachoshev labar chiyuva legabi eidim zomimin, where you have to say kasha. They wanted to mess him up. They messed him up. He wouldn't have had to pay. He very possibly would have gotten away with it. Just like by moment he says, you see from the from Tosfos that, and other Rishayim too, that even though there everybody's is molded that he's mechuyev right away, but Tosfos has to talk about the inevitability of chiyuv. So it works the other way too, that by nefashos, even if he's not mechuyev right away, but if there would have been an inevitability, so the Eidim Zayimim would have been potter, and that's why Tosfos has to talk about the lack of inevitability by nefashos. But so you could say the opposite. Just like by moment you see, even though he's vaday mechuyev right away, but Tosfos needed to say that there was an inevitability of chiyuv, so he's saying because the Eidim didn't mess him up. So now it's very easy to say the opposite, that even if Kivega is right in theory, that by nefashos or knas is no chiyuv right away, but that's why Tosfos had to talk about, oh, it's so difficult to get him to be mechuyev, you need drisha v'chakira, because if not, then they didn't mess him up. So it works both ways. Okay, so he doesn't really talk about the knas itself. What is there? I hold. What? Okay, he would like us to say it. I want to say what I hold, but he doesn't want to learn. Okay, so let's find this Tavaran. What page is it on? Tafay, I think. Tafay? It's on Tafay. Binyan Chi of Knas. Here I have it.
Yeah, okay. No, I'm just saying it's not at the beginning when he says himself. So it's true, and then he says that the beginning of the paragraph. Right? It's based.
Maybe we'll learn this tomorrow. Okay, yeah. We'll see. I'll look through it tomorrow morning. Now I want to say. What?
Very much along the lines of what
I'm saying. Well, now I want to say, like, just in Svara, I want to talk logically. Even we Amaralsim can do that. We don't know any Gemaras or anything, we can talk logically. Let's talk about Miso. That's well accepted throughout Shas that he's not called the Bar Katolo until Beis Din passes his Mechuyev. And you could say, if you don't learn like Rav Abba, you could learn that Tosfos and Makis' reason is the reason, because it's very hard to get able to come. But I don't think so. The Pshat's like this. But certainly, I mean, the Torah says Mechalaleho Mos Yumas. So there's certainly, why wouldn't there be a chiyuv right away? Chalaleo mos yumos. So, I mean, if I borrow money from you, I have to pay you back. It's a natural consequence of the action, right? If I'm mazik you, let's not talk about halvor, because you can tie now, halvor has nothing to do with the action. It has to do with mamoini gaboch, your moment is by me. So I have to return it. So let's not use halvor. Maybe that's not the best example. Let's use, you see why? Because halvor might not be saying that my actions have consequences automatically. It might be you gave me money, I have to return it to you. Okay, so let's talk about hesed. My action, I right away, I owe you money, I was mazik you. The Torah said, if I mazik you, I have to pay. So my actions have a consequence. And, but there, what do we say? I owe you money right away. By, let's say, Mechal. So I'm asking like a question. So by Shabbos it says Mechal Leho Mois Yumos. So I am Mechal Shabbos. So I'm Mechuyev Miso. What? Yeah, but that's Bidei Shemayim, so I don't think, we don't have to deal with that. You definitely, what I mean is that you're definitely Mechuyev Koras from when you did it. No one says not, because that's Bidei Shemayim. Shemayim doesn't need Eidim, Shemayim doesn't...
Based on the Kapara, I don't know how to let it here, but part of the story I read, this is based on the Kapara. It's a Chumma sometimes, not that this is based
on. Okay, so what's your point?
My point is that this is based on the Kapara.
Yeah, but we're trying to figure out what exists before Amor Debedin, though. I'm asking, why doesn't more exist before Amor Debedin? It says, Mechalaleho Mois Yumas.
Isn't it reasonable to say someone has to decide if he fulfilled the necessary requirements?
That you have by Hezek also.
Right.
That's the problem. Right. By Moment also, you have to decide if he fulfilled the necessary requirements.
Right, but Hezek is still known by Hezek.
Because some things maybe the key of his therapist,
So why don't you say? Why don't you say the same by Nisa? So you're saying like a Bochana that part of the owners is that Bezdin should administer it. Good. So that's like a Bochana's mahalach that there's a din that Bezdin having to administer it is part of the din. Part of the owners is that a major part of the owners, maybe the whole owners. So what exists before? As I think the most logical thing is what exists before is that what we talked yesterday about late. We talked about yesterday that the chiyuv to the daughter is late, L-A-T-E-N-T. So I would say that's every chiyuv misa by chil shabbos or knas. There's a latent chiyuv, and we're waiting for bezdin. Why does that need bezdin more than mammon?
But you don't need a bezdin all the time if you're chayav misa. In the case that you gave us last week, that for a rodeis, okay, anybody can kill him. You don't need a bezdin.
Excellent point. And the answer to your point, though, is it's an excellent point. But rodeif is mamish an anomaly. Because rodeif stems from your saving the other person, it's not really an onesh.
It's preventative.
It's a preventative measure. So although you're absolutely right that the fact that it kicks in kamlei bedraba mine shows that it's called a chiyuv misa, but it's not chiyuv misa as onesh, as punishment, because he really didn't do anything yet. It's chiyuv misa as preventative, as hatzala of the other guy. And that's why, whatever Svara will end up saying tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, why Bezdin is so much an inherent part of the process, so that's apparently, hopefully it'll work out, that's only by Onesh. You know, you picked up an excellent point that we just said a few days ago, that you can have a Chiyuv Misa without Bezdin. And you're right. But it's an anomaly, and the anomaly comes about because it's not an Onesh. It's based on Hatzolah of the other guy. So it's called Chiyuv Misa. Now, without Chiyuv, you're right. There wouldn't be, it's a longish point, there wouldn't be Kamei Bedraba Minei if it wouldn't be called a Chiyuv Misa. But it's not Onesh. It's not Onesh.
You have another possible,
which is a tremendous Chiddush that Safra is going to have to deal with, that you see Kamei Bedraba Minei even when something is not an Onesh. He'll probably end up saying that by Rodef it is an Onesh, but it's an Onesh for being a Rodef, something like that. I don't know.
But there's another possibility in itself where to a thing that might be a Chayav Misa is if you kill the Shkava, okay, and you're sent to the Ariel Mikot, your family can kill you on the way. You're escorted, but they don't have an obligation to it.
I'm not sure that's a Chiyuv Misa that would, for example, kick in Kamei Bedraba. I'm not sure they're allowed to kill you without Bezdin. I'm not sure in the Seder Advarim.
just as a pragmatic matter, how do you know you did it?
You have to explore that.
After Amod the Bedin, we don't have a problem after Amod the Bedin.